Welcome to season four of Your Next Mission video podcast. We have a great show for you today that everyone who has transitioned out of the military needs to see. Candy Tillman from 50 Strong is here to talk about helping employers create pathways to hire veterans and military spouses. She'll also tell us about DoD's SkillBridge program has played a significant role in helping active duty service members prepare for their transition. You won't want to miss it, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, warriors, past and present, and your families. Thank you for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I'm going to say it every week. We love them, too. As I said earlier, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be focusing on military transition. And I'm excited to introduce Candy Tillman, managing and co-founder of 50 Strong. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you today.
Well, I'm great. You're in Arizona. I'm in Nashville, but that's good. Anyway, so I'm glad you're here. We have a lot to talk to you today. But before we get started, can you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I am a non-veteran civilian that spends 24/7 when I'm not sleeping and with my children, really focused on workforce outcomes for the military community. My background is 20 years corporate, so maybe a little bit different than some of your other guests. But I started my career at powerhouse companies like Procter & Gamble, went to do software sales at Oracle and SAP. And in 2020, my husband Kevin and I co-founded 50 Strong. And basically, lots of that learning is now what we're trying to provide tools toward veteran employment outcomes. So really appreciate having you here. When I met my husband in 2007, he had just separated from the military. And his post-military career transition was rocky. I will use the word rocky. Rocky at best. And it took him almost 3 years with a college degree to find steady employment. He sometimes refers to himself as the inspiration for 50 Strong. But truly, we're so happy to be serving the community. And again, thank you so much for having me here.
Well,
it all comes from a very personal place.
There you go. You know, the work you're doing with 50 Strong is really incredible. And I think you just told me a little bit about your organization. Could you tell me a little bit more about your organization, maybe the mission and the mission of your organization?
Yeah. So in 2020, I had been working in the veteran space for about 3.5 years at that point. And what I saw is that we had lots of organizations supporting the individual military affiliated job seeker in their journey. What I found, though, was that employers, large employers, were articulating things like, well, we have jobs. We want to hire the military community, but we need help with the how to do it efficiently. And so we started 50 Strong, really focused on how can we help enable the employer community? Because you know what happens when employers don't know how to open opportunities? No opportunities get opened. And all that hurts is the individuals that need the jobs. And so really our work is focused on enabling employers. There are some awesome programs out there, right? DoD SkillBridge. There's tons of student veterans that are an amazing talent pool. But employers often just really are struggling with, but how do we do it? How do we get started? How do we make it sustainable and successful?
Yeah.
So our work is really focused on, as a starting point, really working with industry partners on enabling and building capacity into their programs. But then what's happened is that's turned into employers were asking for, we need ways to engage at scale. And so we host these large near weekly virtual events, between 200 and 450 will attend. And it's a way for all these employers to come together and share their amazing pathways with military affiliated job seekers.
Yeah. Hey, what's the number one issue that people that have never worked with the military really have as far as, concerns, I'm going to say?
The thing is, I'm glad that you used that word concerns. So I think that not long ago, there were concerns, right? But I think what's happened in industry, maybe even in the past 4 to 5 years, employers no longer have those same concerns. Rather, hiring military talent is now a business imperative because they recognize how strong it is. So I don't think it's a concern so much as it is, how do we do it?
Yeah.
Right. So, and I think even 10 years ago, there were concerns, right? But I think we've really come a long way thanks to some amazing organizations that have been talking about the strength of military talent. And now industry is basically in the place of, okay, we don't have concerns anymore. Just tell us how we do it.
Yeah. Well, that one thing, that the military is really pretty small. It's not as large as like 1% of our country. I understand that you started 50 Strong from a personal experience. You talked about it a little bit ago. Would you talk a little bit more about that? I mean, your husband's in the military, got out of the service, and that's really why you got into doing what you're currently doing.
Yeah. So in 2007, when my husband and I met, I was selling tech software for Oracle. And, you know, my experience with the military had been somewhat limited at that point. I was, at the time, 29 years old, living in North Scottsdale, had a great job, had a nice car. I was a little bit insulated to what was going on in the world. Actually, I was a lot insulated to what was going on in the world. So I met my husband at a Super Bowl party. And I mean, it was love at first sight, right? But what I learned over the next few months was his journey post-military was one that was really complicated for him, again, with a college degree, right? And I'll never forget the day that he said, I have to find a regular job. And what I remember is him articulating, I don't really know what I'm qualified to do other than to shoot a gun or swing a bat. He had played baseball before he went to the military. Now, because I'd been working in corporate, I knew that there were all these jobs out there, right? But he didn't recognize how to translate his skills, and he wasn't seeing that employers valued his skills in a way that would make sense for corporate America. He just didn't see it. And at the time, you know, let's be honest, at the time, employers did have, you know, it was a different environment where we were trying to convince employers to the strength of military talent. And I think, you know, that time that I, again, it was not my experience, but the time based on what I saw, I just remember thinking, not only is this awful for him as an individual, but really what really got me was this is a waste for our community and for companies that could be getting value for his strengths and his talents and his skills. And by the way, that's not specific to my husband. I could say that to every single service member. They are trained by a strong organization, and they have tremendous skills. And sometimes that translation can be complicated. It wasn't until, you know, 15 years later that this really became a reality for something that we would do at scale. But his experience certainly stayed with me for years. Especially as I continue to hear similar stories over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is the culture shock. I can't remember how many years you said your husband stayed. 9 years, was that the number?
No, my husband served 3 years.
He
separated as a E4.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, even that, you know, showing and articulating to junior enlisted service members the massive opportunities and the strength that they have gained, even in 3 or 4 years, 6 years, whatever it is, 1 or 2 terms,
yeah,
is such a big opportunity.
Yeah. Well, the problem you have is, I stayed a lot longer than 3 years, but the problem is it's sort of a culture shock when you get out of the service and just sort of fitting in to the community. And it takes you a little while to do that transition because you're around a bunch of people that have did the same things you've done and talk the same language and do all those other things. And now you're sort of out by yourself and you don't have the same people or the same support group around you that has the same kind of stuff. I found it really difficult for myself too. Right. So yeah.
That's right.
Hey, why do you think employers find it so difficult to hire veterans, even though they want to hire veterans, but a lot of them find, I think you touched on that too, but why do you think it's really so tough for them to do that?
So I think that there are tons of organizations, right, that can support veteran employment and that are doing a wonderful job. But I think there is this business reality for companies. So from a business perspective, every full-time employee headcount, we call it an FTE headcount, every FTE headcount has to align to a specific function and purpose and value in the organization, right? So even when companies have military talent teams, those military talent teams have to constantly be showing and demonstrating their value internally to keep those resources aligned. So, you know, I think that, listen, service members, as you know, are separating from tons of bases all over the world. At least 50% of them, once they separate, are going into higher ed. So then they're scattered across thousands of schools that accept post 9/11 GI Bill benefits. And the idea that any one employer needs to establish one-to-one relationships with every single base and with every single school is just simply not efficient. Now, some big companies are doing an amazing job at it, right? So our partners, Amazon and Wells Fargo, each have large teams dedicated to military talent, right? 30 plus people on their teams. But if we really think about the fabric of America, it's those mid and small employers that, you know, they may only have 1,000 total employees and they won't have large military talent teams that are specifically focused on this. So what we need to be thinking about for them is what are the easy tools that they can use to just open one opportunity and hopefully fill it with a military, with strong military talent.
Yeah. I think the other problem is a lot of times, I'm not saying your companies do it, but a lot of times these large companies, they want to hire veterans, but they want to give them lower paying jobs. You know, they want to pay them correctly, which is really sort of a concern. And I think just like your husband, they come out with, you know, we probably give a E4 in the military, a $5 million piece of equipment to take care of our group of men to control and go into a wartime situation that has a lot of leadership and stuff in there. So I think sometimes I know the employers do a great job, but I think at the senior level or more advanced level within those organizations, once they put veterans up a little bit higher in those organizations, they'll get a lot more bang for their buck, I think, anyway.
Yeah. And I think this is where it's so important that industry partners and military leaders are having these important conversations, right? Because only when we are fully understanding the reality that each side is dealing with will we come together for solutions that work for everybody. You know, DoD SkillBridge is a great example of this, right? There's four key stakeholders, and every single one of those stakeholders has to be mindful of what the others are kind of experiencing in order for us to continue having a strong program.
Yeah, I think the one problem that we have, though, is it's just like your husband. Unless you walked in his shoes, you may not never understand. And so if you have an employer,
I do not.
Well, no, right. but if you have an employer that hasn't walked in his shoes, it's tough. It's tough for them. There, son. I want you to hold that thought because I got to do a little bit of homework here. I guess a little bit. I'll be right back.
All right.
We're talking with Candy Tillman, managing co-founder of 50 Strong, and you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, and I know that you are because we're talking about veterans transitioning out of the military, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Also, click on the bell next to the subscribe button to receive the notifications of all the upcoming video podcasts that we're going to release. Candy, I want to explore the DoD Skill Bridge program just, you know, a little bit more. How can veterans better understand the opportunities it presents?
Okay. DoD Skill Bridge is, and I'll share what I've heard from employers. DoD Skill Bridge is a program that is revolutionizing veteran employment outcomes. So let me take a step back and just explain the program a little bit. DoD Skill Bridge is an opportunity for service members while they're on active duty to go train and learn at a civilian industry partner. Again, while they're on active duty in up to the last 6 months of service. What this does for the service member, it gives them amazing real world civilian exposure while they're on active duty, which can be so helpful to their eventual full-time employment. SkillBridge is congressionally authorized, DoD facilitated, industry activated, and command approved. And so what's really important is, you know, the program is still relatively new, but in the last 4 years, the number of industry partners that are authorized by the DoD to facilitate SkillBridge programs is up about 26x. That's amazing growth. And by the way, that's my personal tracking of what's on the DoD SkillBridge website. Those are not DoD endorsed numbers. That's my personal tracking over the last several years.
Yeah.
And so what's happened is industry partners are saying, wow, this is an amazing opportunity for us to have early access to strong talent and almost to treat their 12 to 20 week SkillBridge window as an extended interview so that they're seeing the service member in their environment and they're seeing firsthand the skills that they're bringing to the table. SkillBridge participation at the service member level was up 57% last year. So there were about last year 23,000 service members that participated in SkillBridge at one of these industry partners. So industry partners, again, are activating the program, and it's industry partners that are opening these opportunities. So some of the partners that I work with that are authorized by the DoD to run their own SkillBridge programs include Verizon, Lowe's, Cushman & Wakefield, Amazon, and these companies, United Health Group. I could go on and on. There's now 3,000 plus SkillBridge partners. But these employers are finding that there's tremendous value when they can bring in service members, they're training them, they're helping them learn. And then what the really cool part and the goal of SkillBridge is long-term employment, right? So I've seen just this morning, I've seen a service member come out of the Army, junior enlisted, and start a finance role full-time as soon as they got out of the military at a Fortune 5 company. Mm-hmm. These are the outcomes that we love to see because that service member may not have even considered a finance role before this.
Yeah. It's really funny. Today, I got a call from a friend of mine up in Indiana. He says, do you know about the SkillBridge program? And he says, my son's getting out of the service. Could you contact this installation and see if we can get him on a program, be an intern for my company? So when he processes it out there. The other thing that's interesting, too, is during Iraq and Afghanistan, we had so many veterans that were getting out and wasn't finding an employment. And DoD was spending $1 billion a year, all services.
Right.
And because of this program, SkillBridge program, and programs like that, they've really cut that amount of money. I think the Army's cut of that was like $500 million.
Right.
And I think now maybe it's $300 million. I'm sort of guessing a little bit. So, but they're doing a lot better, too. You know, there are active duty service members, military spouses, veterans, even student veterans, all looking for the same pathways in employment. Do they all face the same kind of challenges?
I think each of those military talent groups that you mentioned has some nuance, right? Certainly military spouses have complexities for sure. But here is what I'll say that I have found that is similar across all of those groups and what I think employers are really trying to lean in on. So what I've found across all of those groups is that there are a couple of things that we can really affect. The first one is exposure to the opportunities that the military talent teams are championing inside of their organizations. So that's the first thing. The second thing is an easy way to engage with the national military talent teams at those companies. And so what we've tried to do is we've said, okay, in our work, we want to support all pathways to employment that military-ready employers have. And employers, the strongest employers that are really at that military-ready level, have pathways for transitioning active duty, for Guard Reserve, for spouses, for student veterans, and for separated veterans. And so what we've really tried to say is, well, if employers have all those pathways, how can we simply make sure that we're sharing that out and giving job seekers a way to connect? Now, certainly, employers are improving every day, right? And so many employers are at this point saying, we want to be doing more on the student veteran front. So certainly one of the things that we're trying to support is how do we help the thought leaders that are doing a good job with student veterans, how do they then share their learnings with other employers so that they too can open opportunities? And then again, we simply want to make sure that job seekers are aware of those opportunities, right? So I'll give you an example. If a veteran were to apply for a job at a company blindly, right? Let's say they found a job that they think has a good fit in the city that they live in, and they apply blindly to that job. Maybe they'll be the best candidate based on their resume, right? But what we want is we want for that veteran to not be blindly applying for that job. We want them to also be working with the national military talent team, because then those military talent teams act as internal advocates. They help them understand the hiring process. Some of our partners do their own interview preparation. Some of them either do or work with partners to do resume reviews. And so those are the situations that we really want to make sure that people are connecting to the national military talent teams. Also, the military talent teams at these companies are the ones that know about skill bridge pathways. They are the ones that know about, this is what we're doing to support military spouses and Guard and Reserve and student veterans. So I try to always think about, you know, while each group has their individual complexities, what we're trying to figure out is how can exposure to the right people at those employers kind of help a little bit in their journey.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest problems, though, is, and I've always wanted to do this, is I wish more military companies would learn a lot more about the military. I'm not military company, but military or companies out there that don't know anything about the military would have some kind of educational kind of program to learn about the military. And they don't. You know, if you have 200,000 people a year that get out of the military, it would seem to me that's a great pool for you to reach out to. But a lot of them don't know anything. That's why they're struggling about, you know, how do I get veterans and military spouses? So, hey, this is a great discussion. We got a lot more to talk about, so don't you go anywhere. I'll be here. Okay, I'll be right back. And don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Candy Tillman, managing co-founder of 50 Strong. I want all of our viewers to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. You know, I always tell everybody it's not my show, it's our show. Tell us what you want us to talk about. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Candy, we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it just as much
this
as
has
I
been
have.
Great. Thank you for having me.
There you go. I just have a couple more questions. Candy, we partner, you know, us, our foundation, we partner with about 400 companies, mostly DOD contractors who attend our hiring events. But really, me and we and all of us have seen a big shift over the past 5 to 10 years. Now more and more civilian companies, like you're talking about, are realizing that the value of hiring veterans too. Would you talk about that?
I would love to talk about this. You know, I think a lot of times when we talk about veteran employment, we tend to think of those big known defense contractors, right? But I think what's been really awesome to see and what makes me so excited is there are what I'll call civilian only, but they're not only, right? But they're civilian companies that are now finding out there's so much value in military talent and eager to bring them into their own ranks. So what one of the things that we've seen is veteran employment is not simply does not simply mean that you need to go work for a big defense contractor. If you want to, that's an awesome pathway. But I hope that people understand that there are all kinds of companies that are eager to support outcomes for military talent. And so, you know, a lot of folks that come out of the military, they don't want to do what they did in the military, right? And so by really encouraging this breadth of opportunity for them to go explore, to me, makes my heart smile, frankly, right? Like, I never want a service member to come out and think, oh, I only have three pathways to now consider. That's simply not true. Employers, strong employers, are opening strong pathways every day. And frankly, I love to see it. And I am encouraging them to more open more and more.
Yeah. That when I was a young man, I got out of the service. I spent about 3 years, 30 days, I think, in the military. And when I got out, I had no plan. I didn't think about what I wanted to do. I just say, hey, I've had enough of the military, I want to go. And I think that's what happens to a lot of young adults. They just get out and they're really sort of stumbling because they can't figure out exactly what they want to do. So, just the way it is. And that's why the Skill Bridge program and all the programs that DOD has and the connection with the civilian companies out there really making a big, big difference out there. That's for sure. Kenny, how have some of the companies supporting 50 Strong made it possible for you to help other companies create a pathway for our veteran employment?
Yeah. So today we run three series of events. Two of those are job seeker focused. So what we do is our sponsoring employers help make all that possible. And then we host these events. They're there, but we also invite in other employers because we want folks to see a really strong variety of industry and types of opportunities. So number one, we're able to invite in new employers to our efforts to connect with job seekers based on their support. Those two series of events are 50 Strong Employer Connect, which is for all active duty, guard, reserve, veterans, spouses, student veterans.
Yeah.
We also run 50 Strong Skill Bridge Connect, which is specifically for active duty looking for skill bridge opportunities. But secondly, we've recently stood up 50 Strong Industry Connect. These are virtual events that are designed for employer to employer sharing so that when an employer asks, how can I be better on my engagement or my employment or my retention offering for Guard and Reserve? When an employer asks, how can we optimize or leverage best practices for our skill bridge opportunities? What we want is we want them to hear from the industry thought leaders, because what we're finding is that employers have questions, and you know who's the best person to answer those questions? Other employers that are doing a great job.
Yeah.
So we're providing what I'll call at-scale consulting that is industry-driven through our Industry Connect series. These are open to all interested employers, all higher ed partners, all of our community partners running nonprofits in the veteran employment space. And it is all thanks to our corporate partners that make our work possible.
You know, if I was king for a day, I wish they'd put to have a something on TV that showed, that talked more about veterans, that talked more about veterans, military spouses, and all that other stuff. Because I think we need to do a better job about educating this country about the kind of sacrifices that our veterans and their families make for this country. Hey, first of all, let's say this has been a great discussion. I've certainly enjoyed it. Any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience that maybe we missed?
Yeah, you know, again, I want to thank you so much for having me. As you know, again, I think I mentioned before, as a civilian working in this space, I'm incredibly honored to be among so many military leaders that are really leaning in on supporting transition and supporting outcomes, not only for other military leaders, but for all separating. So particularly, you know, again, junior enlisted, supporting their transition process is so important. And so to those military leaders and to you, sir, that are just being supportive of all employment outcomes, I thank you. And please know that industry partners that are really leaning in are eager to be doing more every day.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Hey, you have a website. Somebody wants to contact you, or a phone number. What is that?
We do. Our website is www.50-strong.us. You also can find both 50 Strong and me on LinkedIn and on Facebook. But our website is definitely the best way to get in touch and to follow our work. There's an easy way to sign up for our newsletter up at the top. And we welcome all that are interested in getting involved.
Yeah, well, no. And for you people out there listening, hopefully you'll reach out to Candy or get her website or call her or whatever. But there's a lot of people out there that certainly need some help and assistance. And I just want to thank you for all that you're doing. And you're making a difference. I always tell everybody there's a lot of people that talk about taking care of veterans and families. But it makes me feel good to see an organization like 50 Strong and yourself that it's not talking about it, you're making a difference. So God bless you. And thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for watching today. This is an incredible show. It's about a person that really wants to make a difference for our country. So, you know, you do the same thing. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Based on our conversation we just had, I hope it's a good review. I know it's a good review, so give me a good one there. You can also visit our nonprofit partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available for you. Please know we want to assist you any way we can. And I always want to say that twice. Please know we, all of us, Candy, all the nonprofit, everybody that's out there, we want to assist you any way we can. Please follow me on all my personal social media channels. Never thought I'd ever say this, but I'm saying it now. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you've enjoyed our discussion with Candy, please like us. Click on that subscribe button. Also, don't forget to click on the bell right next to it. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Candy Tillman with 50 Strong for joining us today. It was just, great having her on the show. You know, it makes me feel good to have people like Candy on the show because they care about us. They want to make a difference. They want to help our veteran community. So don't sit back and do nothing. Don't say, I wish I would have, or I could have, or did something else. Get up, stand up, go help your veteran community because they did so much for us. I always tell everybody, when you go into the military, you raise your hand up and you say, I will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. The freedoms that we have today is because of their sacrifices. So do something, make a difference, help them with anything that you can. And even if you help one person, you're making a difference. Again, thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios, and of course, our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, I'll see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.